Welcome back, listeners. This is Myra Gleeson at Lifeline. And this morning I'm in the newly renovated Coolock Library, which is absolutely amazing. And I have a librarian here, Louise Tobin. Welcome, Louise. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Lovely. Well, I have to say, Louise, I'm after popping in. The library is quite spectacular. I don't know where to start and ask you questions because I'm overwhelmed. But anyway, let me get down to basics. Tell me about your new services.
Okay, so the main thing that we have is, the new thing that we have is called Makerspace. So it's kind of a new innovation in libraries. So it basically is a chance for library users to come in and experiment with new technologies like 3D printers, 3D scanners. And we have laser cutters as well, which are pretty cool. You can cut yourself your own bookmark. And we also have a green screen, which you can use for stop motion animation. So that'd be quite useful for anyone who's interested in that.
Okay, Louise, you're absolutely knocking me off the seat. Is there any other library in Ireland that has that service?
They do. A few libraries have 3D printers, but Coolock Library is the first with a 3D scanner. So that's quite a new innovation. So with 3D scanner, what you can do is it's like basically a tablet that you can walk around an object or a person, and then you can print an exact copy of that scan on the 3D printer. So that's pretty cool, really.
Okay, I have to say, because I'm so much older than you, this is technology is just extraordinary. Mm-hmm. And and who could avail of this? All ages, is it?
All ages. Like, we're open to all ages. As a public library, we're happy to have everyone in. So if you want to avail of it, we're going to have a six-month program over the next 6 months of workshops and drop-in sessions. So we don't actually have any dates as of today, because we're still quite new. But when we do have any dates available, if you check Facebook, we have a Facebook page, Coolock Library.
Oh, wow.
We'll advertise them on the Facebook page.
Wow. Oh, and the other thing is, I'm going to have to rush back in and interview you just to see all this. This is quite amazing.
Yeah.
And do you still have the old services?
We do, yeah, of course, yeah. So along with these new technologies, which are obviously a big advancement, when people think of libraries, they obviously think of the books and everything like that. So
It's quite an extraordinary thing. Yeah. I do know that, well, my library is Ballymun, and one of the librarians said, Myra, you need to get your magazines online. Mm-hmm. Now, this was a revelation to me. So do you have those services like that here?
Yeah, we do. So we have a number of online services available, and we have a thing called BorrowBox, which is basically, it's an online service that you can go on to and borrow online books, ebooks, or audiobooks, online audiobooks. Which is really useful because, I don't know, today we have Storm Brendan, which actually isn't too bad, but if you're stuck in the house and you can't get up to the library, it's a great resource to just go on. So once you have your library card number and your PIN number, you can just log on and access all those resources.
So and it's... And it's my favourite word, free.
Free, everything.
Free, so, oh, wow.
Everything's free. We also have a few magazines, online magazines, through Orbi Digital. So again, if you go on Dublin City Library's website, and I think it's on the left-hand side, if you just click into the digital magazines, you should be able to access them there. Again, all you need to have is your library card number and your PIN number, and then you can set up... Sorry, you can set up yourself with a password and you can access them. So as long as you have a library card, you can access.
Oh, that's quite extraordinary.
Yeah.
I have to say now, Louise, you've really taken my breath away, because I'm looking here overwhelmed by the building.
Yeah.
You've told me that the walls can be changed and moved back and rooms, and I'm looking at this is so kind of space age in one way, and it's quite an extraordinary thing. Why is Coolock Library so important, the resource to the community?
I think because Coolock Library has been in the community for 40 years, it kind of is the heart of the community. A lot of people have used it. They've come up from being children,
yeah,
and they've
right
since
up.
They were kids. And even when we reopened there last week or a couple of weeks ago, we had people come in who, you know, they've come back in with their own kids, and it's just great to see them and to see the reaction to the new children's library. The new children's library is amazing.
It's a huge square. That's the space, Louise. Yeah. I mean, it's extraordinary. What's in there?
So in the children's library, we have a thing called a reading tree, which is it's like a space. It's basically shaped like a tree, and it's designed to allow parents and children to sit down, and for the parents to kind of, you know, read with the kids, and to make it a very inclusive space, and to make the space more open and inviting to children, because that's what we want. We want the kids to be happy to come in, and we don't want them to think that the public library is, you know, is a boring space and it's kind of restricted. We want them to come in and use the facilities and enjoy them, because that's exactly why it's been designed the way it has. It's very bright, it's very open.
I also have to say now, sometimes I can be a complete idiot, and it is a full moon. So let me get back to what I'm going to say, which is to try and open the door. I suddenly realised there are automatic doors, but the access for anyone in a wheelchair or with a disability is just wonderful.
Yeah.
And that was all pre-planned, I assume, in the redesign.
Yeah, so the architect, Elena Mahoney, she had a really specific idea of designing Kilock Library as an accessible building. So as you come into the front door, there's a button that you can push to get in if you're, you know, in a wheelchair. We have a disabled toilet, and everything has been set up so that it's accessible for, you know, people in wheelchairs. So yeah, we're very happy that, like, we're not going to be restricted to
That. But the other thing is, even the chairs, the colours and the layout, even outside the building, there's just something very warm about it, and just something really kind of inviting. And as I said, I haven't been into the children's library yet. Now, I know you're still working. It's a work in progress, having to sort out everything, because as you said earlier, you're able to move the walls and make the things bigger and smaller, which I haven't quite now settled in the house yet, you know. But
well, the old library, we didn't actually have a specific space for events, and so it was kind of an area that we had to, you know, kind of assemble ourselves. So the new library, what we have is an event space that we can divide into three sections. So it's quite easy. We're going to have three separate groups using the same space, and then we can have a section outside for exhibits. Then we have two meeting rooms that can be booked. So if someone wants to come in and book a meeting room to do, you know, like a Skype interview, if they want to have a book club, they can come in and book those meeting rooms. So as long as they come over to us at the, you know, the front desk, and they tell us what they want the space for, you know, the space is there to be used. So just to let people know that we do have the space. So if you're looking to, you know, organise any events, keep us in mind.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now you're backing on to, is it a primary school here?
It's Colette Julick, it's a secondary school.
Oh, it's a secondary school.
I'm sorry, and it's a further education college as well.
Oh, right. So being next door to the college, do you normally, before you had the renovations, would you have normally got students coming in here? Because I tell you, I'm sure they'll be in now.
Yeah, no, we did. But what we've done with the new library is we've actually created a lot more study space. So we have study spaces with, you know, charging areas, and we have data points as well. And we have Wi-Fi throughout the, you know, the adult section as well. So it is, we're just, you know, we're well set up for the
students. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. And just curious now, will you have an area to have an exhibition? As I said, like Ballymun, they often have like art and art exhibitions and different things. Will you have a specific area for that?
Yeah, so we can as I said, we have the space to kind of play with now, so we can set up an area just outside of the meeting rooms that we have. And so, yeah, we will hopefully in the future going forward, we will have a few local exhibitions just to...
I have to say, it's most extraordinary. And that, at the beginning when we started talking, and the 3D printer, it's still a shock. A pleasant shock.
Yeah.
Because never in my wildest dreams did I ever think there'd be something like that. Bad enough I had to kind of learn how to use a mobile phone. But this is so advanced. For a public library, it's extraordinary.
This is the thing, and it's still quite new to us as well. So we're still kind of learning. So we're going to be at the same level as everyone else. You know, we should. It'll be interesting to see how the community react to it. But it's a great addition collaborative library, and it's something that people mightn't have had a chance to, you know, use or have a look at. So it's kind of like a stepping stone to let people see what the technology can do, and then kind of, you know, go into it themselves. But we're just happy that we have it to show people. And as I said, we'll have workshops and drop-in sessions for
that's brilliant
for people. So.
I just thinking, your job is quite, as one would say, you know, years ago you would have been thought of as the bookie kind of a job, you know, like sitting in books and everything else. But it's really quite extraordinary now, the way it's developed, and it's exciting. And you know, in the next few years, even the next 5 years, you don't know what you're going to be dealing with, and particularly with the technology end, it's an extraordinary thing. Some of the libraries partner with each other or anything like that? Are you, I know books, you can rent a book in town, maybe and then leave it back to your local one and bring it back. Yeah. But is there kind of a group things or anything like that? Do you share the information, or like if an exhibition is on in one place, does it move around? Sometimes, not really. Yeah, no. I'm just curious because the other thing I'm looking at is that you have a book there. I have to say, I'm a huge, huge fan of Dublin City Council. I really do, and I avail of all of their amenities and their lectures, the history lectures during the year. But I have to say, we're sitting in an office here, which is just. It is just extraordinary. It's like being in Star Trek now. It's absolutely wonderful. But so you're just starting now to kind of get up and running. So, but you highly advise everybody to come in and visit and get used to the layout of the place and so forth. So what is that you have?
So I have the Library Programme 2020. It was published by Dublin City Libraries, and it basically you can go online at Dublin City Libraries and look up the Library Programme. So this is the spring programme. So this just tells people the events that will happen in other libraries, you know, around Dublin.
Oh, wonderful.
So because we're still quite new, we only have a couple of events in here, but they will, you know, in summertime and as the year goes on, we will have a lot more events, you know, for the public, because we have the space now, and we're just looking forward to kind of welcoming people back in.
Showing them
the new space that we have.
Well, and those books are free?
These are free.
Yeah. All right,
yeah.
Okay.
So we have a heap of them outside.
Okay, I'm going to take some actually and bring them back to the studio.
Yeah, you can go on Dublin City Library's website and just have a look at it there as well.
Oh, Louise, that's absolutely wonderful. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us? Any other things that are happening, events, or are you slowly just getting together and just sorting everything out?
So we're still kind of, you know, slowly just getting everything together. But as I said, keep an eye on Coolock Library Facebook page, because you will be updating that with, you know, with events and with future events. And we're just welcoming back all the groups that used to come into the library. So we have the art group, the quilting group, the toddler group, the knitting group, and so all these local groups that haven't been able to use the library over the past year because we've been, you know, going through the refurbishment. So they're very, very happy to be back, and we kind of facilitate those groups. So if anyone's interested in joining any of those groups or finding out what groups we do facilitate, just give us a shout and we'll get you in touch with them. So.
Okay, I'm absolutely stunned.
Yeah.
It's a whole world inside this building, an extraordinary group of events and everything else.
Yeah.
Louise, I'm going to come back to you shortly, and maybe in a couple of weeks, you know, maybe about 5 weeks, and just to see how, and plus, I'm going to put my name down on the 3D printer, if that's okay, please. Please. But it's been an absolute honour, and I really appreciate you showing me around. So definitely I'd like to come back in about 5 weeks and just to see. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention? I think we've covered everything, have you?
Please come down to Coolock if you're in the area, and Coolock Library, and you know, we'll be happy to answer any questions. Have a look at the Dublin City Library's website, and just to check out our online resources, and then keep an eye on Coolock Library's Facebook page, because that's where we're going to kind of advertise everything. So.
Wonderful. Louise, thank you very much. On behalf of Near FM and Lifeline, it's been an absolute honour. And remember, listeners, everything is free. My favourite word. And on that, thank you so much, Louise. And that was Louise Tobin from the Coolock Library. The Coolock Library facility is opened now. So I'm just going to talk about our next interview, which will be